Tonight's show is brought to you by Raptor Shower Gel. Have you ever found yourself feeling dry and scaly in the shower? Well, shower gel made by Velociraptor Incorporated is going to be the best thing you could ever use. Maybe you rub some on your head, your face, your Velociraptor that's in the shower with you trying to eat you. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe Velociraptor chops your guts open. That's what Velociraptor Shower Gel is all about. Fear. Fear of taking a shower. I made all this up on the fly. Welcome to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 332 for February 2nd, Groundhog Day, 2015. Rainbow Jerky Buddha. It's not Groundhog Day, but that was a joke. That was what that was.
You know what it is? You got stuck in the loop.
Yeah, Steven. Bill Murray said that today is also Groundhog Day.
You're stuck in the loop.
Now, enjoy the show, you bunch of filthy animals.
Okay, hi!
I don't even know what button to press.
Ready, go.
You want to go home, stupid? Or-
Hello, party people, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, a show that brings you the latest and greatest in odd and crazy news from all over the planet. We package up that news like Santa Claus in a big old red bag. Whole bunch of newses. We jump on our sleigh, and we go all over the planet delivering news to people who are over the age of 15 to 18 to whenever their parents let them listen to the show. We don't deliver packages to Nick because Nick is not allowed to listen.
I think Nick's of age by now.
You think Nick's allowed to listen?
Yeah, I think. Well,
hey, Nick's parents, is Nick allowed to listen?
I think we should let him listen.
This intro is a gift to you people who've been around with us since year one.
I'd be like, who the hell is Nick?
Who's Nick?
I thought you were like Nick, like old Saint Nick or like Chris.
No,
how did you get Chris Kringle to Nick? Like old Saint.
I don't think Nick is short for Chris.
Right, but so. Chris Kringle and Nick.
Where'd Chris Kringle come from? Chris Kringle, the paper man. Chris Kringle, paper Santa Claus.
Zombie Mao.
I actually typed in Chris Kringle. Good the thing Google Santa knew what I was talking about. Images for Chris Charlie Kringle, my boy. So anyway, blah, I'm going blah, off on a blah, tangent blah, before blah, we even started.
Blah. Is it a song? I think that's a song.
It's something. You're just singing a thing. Well, hello everyone and welcome to the show. I'm your host Steven, joined as always by the amazing, the incredible, the one and only Smashly.
Me.
Who is really the lifeblood of this show. Let's give it up for Smash.
Me. Yay me. All the time.
Without Smash constantly rambling in the background as I try and drive the show forward, we wouldn't have tangents.
I call bullieth shittieth on thatieth.
See, and with a thespian-like way about her, and by thespian, I mean, you know, play artist. There's a guy tonight who mentioned being in a guy on TV tonight who mentioned being in the gay men's choir.
That was Stephanie, funny. He was a gay men hoarder.
I asked Stephanie if I could be in the gay men's choir, and she looked at me funny, and I wasn't sure what she meant.
So it was like a gay men's choir, or was that like a really poshy thing that we're idiots and don't know anything about?
I think
like
it's a pot based on him, it's probably a poshy thing. The gay men. You know, like I'm a brother in the gaymen.
Gay men's choir.
No, I'm pretty sure that he just said gaymen really quickly, but what he meant was gay men's choir.
Triangle gay men's chorus home.
Oh, is there a gay men's choir around here?
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Look at that. Look at what we found out.
Gay men's.
By
Did
the
you
way,
you mean gay men's choir? No, I want gay men's.
No, I want the gay men's choir.
Let's try G-A-I.
Surely it's out there.
Gay men's choir.
G-A-I mean.
Showing results for gay men's choir, but Salt Lake Men's Choir, Chicago Gay Men's Chorus, the girls' chorus of gay men in Cabalgad, Sicilia near Mold. Those were all made up things.
Today's This Week in Google Searches.
Patagonia Gay Men Travel and Tours in Puerto
Spanish.
Oh. The thing.
Don't say that while you're banging on your hands like that. Thanks for a very interesting combo. Oh, don't do that. This inappropriate joke brought to you by the guy who tries not to give out inappropriate jokes. I couldn't handle it. I have a neurological disorder today. I've paused and got stuck on multiple words, and I'm not sure what's going
on. My feet are more numb than normal, and my fingertips are numb. And I'm just like, I think there's something wrong with me. Like, I think there is something really, really wrong with me. We just haven't figured out. And like a year from now, I'm going to look back and be like, why the hell didn't they catch that sooner? And they could have fixed it. And now I'm dying.
Didn't they stab you in the foot? And the dude was like, oh, you're fine.
They did. But now I have like these weird, I don't know. I just think I'm dying. I think I honestly, like I sit there and looked at myself in the mirror today. I'm like, I am patient zero.
Smash, I'm going to give you some information that you're going to need. We're all dying.
No, not like entropy.
You're all dying at different rates. We're all going to meet our demise at some point. We're not going to live forever.
Whatever.
There will be an end.
It's just no.
And then that's the end. And what do you want to have accomplished in your minutes, man? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What in my 24 hours a day can I do? The one thing I want to do that I'm going to achieve is Arnold Through the Ages. It lives, folks.
We watched Total Recall.
We did. Oh,
so
my
Arnold
goodness.
May be not.
I'm putting too much work into it, and it's. I think that's where
we haven't
I'm stalling.
Put any work into it.
No, you haven't put any work into it.
What have we done?
I wrote notes. I wrote all kinds of notes. I have a
for Total Recall.
No, just for in general,
dude. We need to do it like we did Scott Pilgrim. Sit down in front of the freaking camera. And right after we watched it, and be like, this is the cool parts. There were three boobies three times, and there's Quaid, turn it on, Quaid, that Jacob has remembered incorrectly for 20 some odd years.
I like when he pulled the thing out of his nose. Yeah.
Poof. There's plenty. Like, I want to talk about it now because we're talking about it. But seriously, like, once we start talking, it's just going to roll off. And if we have to have it scripted, it's going to end up all green screened and retarded like it did when we did.
Oh, no, we're not doing it.
No.
This is going to be. So here's the thing. You got to work with me. We need an intro. We need at least a general. What we'll do is just Crazy Town ramble the movie off with everything we ever thought.
Yes.
And then we'll go back. We'll be like, Arnold did this at this time because I want to cover Arnold.
Right.
I don't want to just review Arnold's movies. I want to review Arnold.
Okay. Well, that's cool because, I mean, that's what IMDb is for.
Right. Yeah. I want to review Arnold.
Arnold.
And then one day I'm going to be like, hey, Arnold, because we're bros.
Hey, Arnold. That was a stupid cartoon.
I hate you. That cartoon was wonderful.
You were the age of, like, Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hated all that crap.
That stuff landed right on top of
me. Give me Angry Beavers or give me death.
Wait, you liked Angry Beavers?
Angry Beavers and All Real Monsters.
Oh, I know what you're... Hey, Arnold had a heart from time to time. Hey, Arnold had a soul.
I hate you.
Every now and then. Hey, Arnold and Doug. You didn't like Doug either,
did you? I hated Doug.
Yeah, because you don't have a soul.
I have a soul!
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. You can't relate to anybody with an emotion. Like, you were like, Doug likes Patty Mayonnaise? Why?
I like mayonnaise.
Why is Skeeter Valentine blue? This show is stupid.
Dumb.
It's the best show ever.
You're just dumb.
I loved it.
It was awful.
Well, we know that.
It was just awful.
That.
Steven, guess, you will never guess. I'll give you two guesses. Guess who I dreamed about last night. You were in it, and it was a famous person.
Chris Pratt?
No. But
Tom
that,
Hanks.
That would, yes, Tom Hanks! Yes! Nice! High five, y'all!
I love Tom Hanks.
I dreamed about you and Tom Hanks, and like we had this whole conversation. He was running around going, horse shit!
Do you want to know how weird that is? Because Tom Hanks got inducted into the Kennedy Center Honors or whatever.
Okay.
I watched that today. Like, I sat down, I was like, I didn't get to watch Tom Hanks get inducted into that thing that all those people are in with the rainbow scarves. I think I'll watch that tonight. And you mentioned him like that. That's crazy.
That's so, I just dreamed, like, we were all hanging out and he was running around going, horse shit!
I was trying to look for that clip today. I can't find a single, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades fans, it is your mission, should you choose to accept it, find the movie where he yells that, because I know it happened, and I need it as a sound clip for when Ashley spouts off something that I don't believe in. I
like
need
the
it.
Fact that Doug is dumb.
Yeah, I need that. I need Tom Hanks yelling things.
I really like this pen.
I can tell.
I have a Sailor Moon pen. Like, that, no, I have big? A pencil.
That's that big?
I have a Sailor Moon pencil. It's got like the little tassel on it. But I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm like, this is the same amount. Maybe not. I don't know. It's longer. It's whatever. But you can't write with it. Like you like.
You write like a, you like write like a 3-year old.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to tell you about that song that I've been singing.
Tell me about that song you've been singing.
So I listen to German music.
Right.
And there's this song that I really, really like. Like the beat is fantastic and it repeats the same phrase over and over and over and over and over again. And I.
Du hast. No. Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
And the only person that's going to get this is Brad right now. But the lyrics just over and over again is says, du bist scheiße. But they scream it. And so, and it's like, it goes along with the thing. And so I'm like just yelling it at the top of my lungs on the way home. And I was like, I sat there for a minute. And I'm like, I know. Because du is you and bist is R and scheiße is shit.
Oh.
So I didn't put any of that together. And I've like just been screaming the song for the last couple days because it gets stuck in my head. And I sat there when I pulled up into your driveway and I was
I
like.
I heard you out there. I can hear you from inside.
It's just so funny when my brain goes, you've been screaming you are shit for the last 3 days at the top of your lungs. Something's, like an idiot.
Something's broken.
And I'm just like, this is the best song ever. And so people ask me what music I listen to, and that's why I'm just like, no, just
you're like, I can't tell you.
I promise you're not going to understand the lyrics because I apparently don't understand the lyrics because I'm an idiot.
I can't tell you what kind of stuff I sing because it'll hurt
your feelings. The song's fantastic, and then they have those lyrics. Sorry, I thought that was really funny.
No, I think you're good. I think that's positive. It's wonderful that you listen to that kind of music. I think that I could recreate some of your favorite songs if I took a cheese grater and ground it on the microphone. I think if I just went, you'd end up with, and I was just yelling, du hast mich in the background.
How was that again?
Du hast mich. I don't know German. I'm more into Lukaku, like this kind of, hold on. I'll find you what I'm after. I got it right here. Hold on. I'm about to find it. Here we go.
La cucaracha.
This is what we're after here.
Okay.
Well, the boll weevil lamb, a little black bug come from Mexico, they say.
Come
all the way to Texas, just looking for a place to stay.
It's just the most racist thing.
That is awful.
It's the boll weevil, but I'm pretty sure they're talking about Mexicans. I'm not going to lie. I think that's what they're talking about. That's not actually what I listen to. What is that?
I was looking it up because I wanted to play it, but then it's just a strawberry yelling at a pile of shit in German and calling it, you're a pile of shit.
Well, if that's what it is, then that's not really an insult. That'd be like, you are a human. You are a human.
Right. And then I guess, like, if insult. You were a pile of poo.
Then you're fine with that. You're
would like, you want to be a pile of poo?
Well, I mean, you got to be happy with who you are, you know?
Yeah.
That's... Hey, did you know that when you do the smiling pile of poo emoji on your phone, if you have Siri read the text message, she says smiling pile of poo.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. That's truth. I can do it. Well, no, I can't. What are you doing?
I really just want to find that song, but I don't know where it is.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I need to, if we're going to do that, I need to have you plugged into something.
Yeah, well, I was going to just send you the link and let you play it because it's really cool. Yeah.
I got you. I got you. So what's up, party people? How y'all doing? We're just going to sit here and have conversations with each other and hope you enjoy while you listen to the show because that's what we do. But first, Smash, shall we do a factoid?
Yes.
Let's do a factoid. Hold on. Yes. I got this here news right here. I'm going to put it on right now. That's a factoid. Whoa, that was
going to be.
Why is that staticky?
Wow.
Why is it crackly? You guys hear that?
I hear that.
Is it crackly to you? That's weird. So that's supposed to be an effect.
What effect was it?
Blah, 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 blah.
No, it didn't affect at all.
No, I don't know why it's doing that. That's weird. Shouldn't be doing that. What's this do? Hello? No?
Ow.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that button.
Ow.
I have a conundrum. That's strange. Now I'm all thrown off. It's up to you guys to let me know if things are staticky, by the by, because that apparently happens now. That's a new feature.
I wonder what happened.
What is that? That's supposed to be an echo, and it's not working. Weird.
Dave, you broke it.
No, it's not. It's not him. It's just weird. I don't understand. Okay, so anyway, factoid of the week.
That's really sad that it doesn't have the thing.
Like repairman.
Legitimately upset.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. Everything's breaking. It's the new year. It means everything's broken.
It's because nobody flipped over their calendar.
I didn't flip my calendar. I don't flip early.
That's why you miss your appointment if it's on the first of the month.
Because you didn't flip early?
Right, because you didn't flip early.
I got you. You're probably right. Horses do not have a gallbladder. Not at all. They don't produce gall.
That means that they don't have to have theirs removed during law school.
They're also not Native American.
Right.
I mean, they could be.
I think lots of horses.
They're Native Spanish. American. Horses Native were brought Spanish. By Spaniards.
Stish-Spanglish.
They were.
So there were no horses in the United States at all until the Spanish brought them over?
That's what popular opinion tells me. I don't know if that's true or not. But
there's only one breed of legitimately wild horse left in the entire universe.
What's that?
I can't pronounce it.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, but it's Mongolian.
It's a Mongolian horse?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a fan of horses. Did you know, for a double up factoid, that horses cannot throw up?
That was brought to you by the horse lover herself, Sarah.
Yep. Sarah said that horses can't throw up, which is a true statement. Horses cannot throw up. That's why they get all screwed up when they eat something bad. It's not okay for a horse to eat something bad.
Yeah.
Horses are incredibly fragile. You ever think about that? Like, if a horse doesn't have feet, you should shoot it. If a horse eats something bad, you should shoot it. If a horse gets, like, rolls around on the ground too much, you have to shoot it. There's so many reasons to shoot a horse, I don't even know what to do. I mean, I don't want to shoot a horse, but in those kind of situations, it's either let the horse feel bad or do it, you know?
We had gerbils, 79 gerbils when we were little, and one of them, I don't know how, but it got its foot caught in the little grating at the bottom, even through like 700,460 piles of cedar puff.
Yeah.
And it broke its leg. And so Dad, instead of, you know, I don't know what, chucking it out. How do you kill a gerbil and not feel awful about yourself?
You flush it down the toilet like a goldfish?
No.
What do you?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You take it out and hit it with a shovel.
He took a pair of, he took the little gerbil, the really sad broken leg gerbil.
Yeah.
He took a pair of fingernail clippers, like toenail clippers. And he just cut the little bugger's leg off. And it, like, healed back. And it just ran around without that broken leg.
How do you do that to a creature? So I don't, it's a well-known fact that I don't have, like, these deep-seated relationships with animals.
Yeah, Steven would have just thrown it out the back and forgot about it.
No, I would have taken it to the vet or taken it to somebody and been like, fix it. I don't know what to do. I wouldn't have cut its leg off. I would feel terrible about, like, doing that. That would be awful.
Well, it was either that or it was going to die.
Maybe through inaction, I just let nature run its course.
Oh, jeez.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
No,
don't
suffer.
Write me letters.
It's just like, okay, so momentary issue with someone cut one of my four legs off.
Yeah, but that hurt. Could you, if somebody cut your leg off, that would suck.
Yeah, but my leg's significantly larger than a gerbil leg. And a gerbil leg is like teeny, itty, bitty,
yeah,
little
but that,
gerbil
I mean,
legs.
To him, it still feels like a good-sized leg.
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't even really bleed. Like, a gerbil leg is like a chicken leg. There's just nothing to it.
You know?
I promise, in 30 minutes, that little sucker was running around just fine. He's like, my leg doesn't hurt anymore because it's not there. Whee!
That's like when you chop the sheep's balls off instead of tying them in a knot.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. It's better to chop them off, even though everybody's like, you chopped his nuts off. You're a terrible person.
Conan the Barbarian.
It's like, no, I didn't. Conan the Barbarian. Dude. Freaking, they don't make people like Arnold Schwarzenegger anymore.
That man was, I forgot how pretty
produce,
he was.
They don't produce people.
He was massive.
Have you seen, like, Total Recall, he was hitting his stride, you know?
Dude, oh, he was such a shitty actor. If I would have seen that, like, when I was old enough to see that and understand it as opposed to, so Philip K. Dick is like, I read his books and I'm like, these are so acid trippy, but they're phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
They're phenomenal. And you can like loosely base anything off of his books. He's just, it's great like base material. And then you've got Cheesy Puff McJr. coming in with his, like, that 30-minute awkward scene with Sharon Stone at the beginning.
Oh, where they're playing with each other?
Yeah.
For lack of a better word?
Yeah. I'm sitting here going, if I was dating a guy and he acted like that toward me, I would leave him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, douchey McDouchelton.
But they should go to Mars.
Right.
That's what they needed to do. They should have just gone. Sarah Stone should have been like, whatever.
The coolest thing about that, and it still drives me nuts, like absolutely drives me nuts, and it has since I was little, because I hate things that I can't figure out. Speaking of, we need to talk about that phone number.
Yeah, no, I'm all queued up for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm all over the place right now.
You are right here.
But
where
it was,
you should be.
So if you haven't seen Total Recall by now, it came out forever ago. Anyway. Should I save this for the thing? But it's whatever.
You should save it for the thing, but you're convinced that we're never going to do the thing if we keep planning the thing.
Yeah, no. You just.
I'm gonna do it. I am studying about resolve, which means that I resolve to finish the things I have dreamed of.
When I get closer than an hour away from here,
we'll do it.
It will be easier for me to pop over and for us to film stuff.
We can do it anytime. We can Skype it if you want to.
No, I'd rather, no, because we've got all, we have the technology.
we can do it. And
I have this awesome microphone that your mom was like, I'm an awesome person and I would like to do this thing for you. And there's no possible way to ever thank her enough for that.
I have a solution for your problem with the microphone.
Yeah.
Thanks to Patreon money, we can make it so that you sound amazing from anywhere.
Really?
Yes.
How?
As I buy a blue icicle.
What? That sounds like some sort of dildo-ish. It's,
well, it
that
looks
sounds
like
a
one.
Sex toy.
No, it's a blue. It's the blue
icicle. It's blue.
Icicle. So it's a USB XLR connector. So you can use standard microphone cables with the USB. So you could take that microphone, just plug it into the blue icicle and plug the blue icicle into your USB port.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like magic. It's gonna be. Yeah, what?
I could carry this with me?
Yeah.
Aww.
With the blue icicle. Then you could be at home and you'd have everything you needed.
Yeah, but again, hopefully in the next, month I'll be closer and we can do the thing.
And then we can do Arnold Through the Ages.
Exactly.
I'm working on some stuff. I'm working on the intro.
Okay.
Right now. I've got a notebook. I've invited you to Evernote like three times.
I just made an account. I didn't know it was a thing, so I made an account right now. That's why I said Conan the Barbarian.
Evernote, once you know how to use it, is the most productive, best freaking...
I don't understand anything right now.
I will show you the world.
Okay.
I will show you the world.
Shining, shimmering, splendor.
Splenda? Wait.
Splenda.
Shining, shimmering, Splenda? Shining, shimmering, Splenda. I feel like you changed the words.
I don't. Miss Stephanie and I, when we don't know the words, we make up the
words. Oh, no. Stephanie makes up all the words. The best. I love listening to Stephanie's music.
What is it? Shining, shimmering, splendor.
Splendid, right?
Splendid?
Splendid,
tell
I think.
Me, Princess Less Winded. Last let your heart to shine. Oh, no.
They're going to. No, don't sing anymore. People have already turned it off. People have already looked at this show. And I'm like, these people are dumb.
I hope Jacob isn't listening because he's not going to want to marry me after that.
No. He's already tried to return you about three times.
Aw, that was bull crap. That was absolute bull crap.
This is where I need my Tom Hanks sound.
Horseshit.
This is where I need it.
It was so weird. I woke up and I'm like, I'm friends with Tom Hanks because I dreamed about him.
You're just like, maybe I'm not, but I think I am.
Total Recall.
Love that, man. Okay, we're going
to
do it.
No, it was the thing. I wanted to say the thing, and then we can discuss it further on the real thing, right?
Yeah, well, sure.
Okay, so when you watch the movie, and if you haven't seen the movie by now, tough shit. When you watch the movie, at the end of the plot, at the end of the movie, you're sitting there, they're like, that all could have been...
Yeah, it's like Inception.
Yeah, you don't know if that really happened.
You don't know.
Or if it was legit. And that's the same thing with the reboot, too.
I'm sorry. I got distracted there for a second because Vash was talking
Now, looky here, people. Y'all know that Steven is easily distracted, and if you're talking to him...
I'm sort of paranoid right now because last week our show jacked for 4 minutes, and I didn't know because nobody said anything. So now when somebody says, broken? I think that my show was broken, so I had to ask the question.
Paranoid, paranoid, everybody's coming to get me.
Oh, that's Flagpole Sitter by Harvey Danger. I remembered that.
Stop being broke.
Master Vash is like 10 minutes behind on the show right now.
I know.
Yeah, he is broken. So let's do a story real quick. I got one, because you don't have one in the world news section.
Well, that's because I didn't get to it yet.
Well, I got this one about a mummy.
Oh, is that the mummy with the twos?
I don't know. Is the mummy that's actually not dead?
The white, what?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Ew, ew, that looks like, ew, ew, in Zelda, the things that scream.
Oh, the things that hump your butt.
Ew, yeah.
Yeah.
They jump, like hump hearts out of you.
Yeah, they jump on you and they hump
they're
you till your heart falls out.
They're awful.
They're
they
like,
hump you till your heart falls out.
They hump you till your heart falls out. They're like a rapist. It's terrible.
I feel like that should be the next Katy Perry song. You hump me till my heart falls out, falls out. You hump me till your heart falls out, falls out. Oh, yeah, hump me so hard till my heart falls out.
Slow down, slow down, slow down. You enjoyed that way too much. You enjoyed that way too much.
I need you and Stephanie to write another song.
That was really funny.
So good, I can't shut up.
Okay, no, we're really doing it now. Are you ready? We're gonna do world news. Mummified monk is not dead, as police say. Llama. Wait, what? As police say, llama found in lotus position. Okay, this is from this is from the Siberian Times. So let's all bear with them. This is the best.
This is going to be awesome.
This is the best I can do. As police say, llama found in lotus position was destined for sale on black market. There are claims it was one step away from becoming a Buddha. I don't know what that sentence means. I don't know. All right, let's see if
Google
it gets better.
Translator failed us.
Let's try this again. A mummified monk found in the lotus position in Mongolia is not dead and is instead one stage away from becoming a real-life Buddha. Forensic examinations are underway on the amazing remains, which are believed to be around 200 years old, having been preserved in animal skin. But one expert has insisted the human relic is actually in a very deep meditation and in a rare and very special spiritual state known as tukdom.
Known as you're dead, mofo.
You're dead and people are crazy. Over the last 50 years, there are said to have been 40 such cases in India involving meditating Tibetan monks. Dr. Barry Curzon, a famous Buddhist monk and a physician to the Dalai Lama, said, "I had the privilege to take care of some meditators who were in a tukdom state." Pronouncing that properly, probably.
How do you take care of someone in a meditative state?
You take a small marinating brush and
you dip it
in butter.
Buddhist jerky.
You dip it in butter and you wipe it on the mummy to keep it moisturized and comfortable.
You make Buddhist jerky.
That's what it is.
200 years old and he's not dead.
No, he's not. He hasn't been dead for a long time.
So how do you die in a lotus position?
You are not dead. You are meditating and your skin is just rotting and falling off. It looks like he has a fourth arm growing out of his chest, but I'm not sure. That might just be what happens.
Quaid.
If the person is able to remain in this state for more than 3 weeks, which rarely happens, his body gradually shrinks, and in the end, all that remains from the person is his hair, nails, and clothes. Usually, in this case, people who live next to the monk see a rainbow that glows in the sky for several days. This means that he has found a rainbow body. This is the highest state close to the state of Buddha. Oh, the rainbow body.
So
it's a double rainbow body.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Okay.
Well, now we know. It means that there's someone who's acquired a rainbow body.
So, as a Christian,
I believe in this rainbow body stuff.
As a Christian, I cannot with all... What am I looking for? With all good...
Don't come to me for words right now. My bucket is empty.
I don't know. Steven's dumb is it's just hopped.
It's
Steven's dumb is hopped bodies.
It's contagious. I used to be so spot on. I think I'm falling apart my old age.
Christianity, if you're not a Christian and you're outside looking in, is stupid. I am sorry. I don't mean to be offensive to those Baptists that are out there going, oh my God, God is going to smite me. You dumb whore. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're a real good Christian, let me tell you. So anyway, it's dumb. It is the dumbest sounding bullcrap I have ever heard in my entire life. So 13-year-old gets pregnant and tells her husband that Jesus did it. Wait, no.
You're really doing a good job of promoting.
I'm just saying.
If you're
on the outside looking at it, it sounds ridiculous. Like,
so you're trying to be objective,
right?
From the broad sweeping things that are said without any analysis.
Exactly. So okay. I mean, I believe it. I believe that God got the virgin 13-year-old pregnant with Jesus, and that He died for my sins, and that I'm going to live happily ever after in Heavenland.
But what about the rainbow body?
But you know,
where
for
does
me
rainbow
to
body
believe all
in?
Of that and then scoff at Jerky Buddha.
I see where you're going.
Yes,
here.
So that is stupid. That sounds completely ridiculous, and I want to laugh at it. But I can't in good conscience laugh at it without making fun of the own crap like that I believe. The stuff that I believe is equally as ridiculous as Rainbow Jerky Buddha.
It's as difficult.
Can we please name the show Rainbow Jerky Buddha?
You can name the show whatever you want.
Rainbow Jerky
Buddha.
But
I need to know. So I'm going to change it. Rainbow Jerky Buddha.
Rainbow Jerky Buddha. How do you spell Buddha?
B-U-D-D-H-A, maybe?
Yeah. Buddha.
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 Siddhartha Gautama, the first Buddha.
Nice. How do you know that, you freak?
I know all the things. Don't even, I come for you with knowledge.
My mother is texting me, therefore she's listening to the show and she's appalled.
She's appalled at your conversation.
Yes.
I'm slightly appalled because it hurts my sensibilities, but I'm able to deal with it. Because
insulted Christianity?
No, because I've been there before where you just said, where I've been in that conversation and been like, all the words that are coming out of my mouth sound silly. I was like, if I was going to be honest and objective about it, coming like, because I have a tendency, I like to look at the way people look at me,
right,
or look at other things,
right?
And it's I don't know, that's why I worry so much about
Ben's bucket has a hole in it.
That's why, yes, it does. That's why I worry about, like, I think about customer service experiences. I think about customer experiences all the time when it comes to doing stuff. Like, is this going to be effective for the customer? Are they going to understand it, or do I just understand it? And that's what you just did. You looked at it from the perspective of a customer looking in, going, what the devil? I've never seen this happen before, therefore it's impossible.
Exactly.
And it sounds crazy.
Yeah, it does. Rainbow Jerky Buddha sounds ridiculous, but so does Virgin Mary, 13-year-old.
Yeah, a faith without doubt is a faith unchallenged. And a faith unchallenged.
Nice! Look at this! Steven, that was phenomenal. Please finish. I'm sorry. I was really impressed by the first part.
It was three things. I don't know. I'm going to pretend it was my words because I think it was, but it's hard to tell. A faith without doubt is a faith unchallenged, and a faith unchallenged is weak. You know what I mean? Like, if you
That's
can't.
That's beautiful. Did you put that in a book? Put that in a book.
I'll write it down somewhere. It'd be fine. Put that in the H&H Almanac from Steven.
Okay, what is it? I'm writing it down with the pen.
Okay, but that's true, because if you don't step back and look at yourself and figure out, you know, why you believe what you believe and you just accept it blindly.
Because my mommy told me and my pastor said I'd go to hell if I didn't, because you're an idiot.
Yeah, okay. If you accept it blindly, then you aren't going to be able to properly ever defend it in front of somebody who's attacking you.
You got your bucket back.
And it's going to happen. I got my bucket back?
A faith unchallenged.
A faith without doubt is a faith unchallenged. I think I made that up. I made that up on the fly just now. And I'm now reveling
beautiful.
In it.
A faith without good. Doubt is a
faith unchallenged.
A faith unchallenged. Okay. Yeah. See, I wrote it down for you in Ashley brain.
Yeah. I'm going to write it in Evernote. Oh, that is not. That is not. Look at this. Seriously? Are those words?
I'm going to add one. How do you add an Evernote?
You can take a picture of it with your camera in Evernote.
No, I want to. There's a and plus. I'm going to add the plus. Title your note.
Yeah.
Faith unchallenged.
Just take a picture of your stupid post-it note. Can I finish the story about Buddha while you write that down?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, he added, if the meditator can continue. I had the one moment. I had the one moment. That's all I've been given. He added, if the meditator can continue to stay in this meditative state, he can become a Buddha, reaching such a high spiritual level, the meditator will also help others, and all the people around will feel a deep sense of joy. Initial speculation is that the mummy could be a teacher of Lama Dashi Dorzo Itkilyavov. Born in 1852, Dashi Dorzo Itkilyavov was a Buryat Buddhist Lama of the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, best known for the lifelike state of his body. This is very interesting.
I sent you an Evernote.
I did. I saw your Evernote come through.
Just now?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Because I have Evernote open over here.
That's awesome.
If you haven't noticed, we're fans of Evernote.
Well,
Ashley is now fans of Evernote.
I did the thing. That's really cool.
You did. Look at that. Now I got it.
Yay. Thanks. I wrote it down for you in words that were intelligible instead of my thing, which I think is completely understandable.
Good. All right. Well, good story, bro. I think that was interesting. That
cool story, bro. Now I'm going to tell you one. Once upon a time, I didn't give a crap.
That was a good story.
I can't take credit for that. That is a grumpy cat.
Oh, okay. That was fair. Do you want to... So, there's more stories here. Do you have a story to read?
There's a zombie meow.
There's a zombie... Okay, do you want to read the zombie story?
Zombie meow!
Because that's in News Better Left Untold. We're going to jump around a little bit.
I know. Well, where's the next story?
I don't know. Wyoming. Looks like small town news to me.
Yeah, but I didn't have one.
So let's read yours. We'll go out of order today.
Zombie Mao?
Yeah, let's do Zombie Mao. Okay. Zombie Mao.
I mean, we can do small town noise. Shit, Steven.
Small town noise.
I hate you. You're dumb. It's just all over.
Your dumb is everywhere, too. Your dumb got all over the place, and nobody wants to clean up after that. I have the dumb. What? 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 Why are you laughing? I don't understand. I looked at him. You did. I don't know why.
At him.
I often don't understand what you're laughing
at. With my face. There's a picture of the kitty. You could show it. It's really gross.
Okay, kitty.
So, do you remember that one movie with the church cat? Pet Cemetery.
Church Cat. No, it did not. I did not remember it as you did. Holy crap!
The cat's name was Church.
Oh, that's a cool name for a cat. Did I name my cat Church?
No, your cat's name is Devil Retard.
That is not her name. She's not a devil retard. This cat might be, though.
A cat who was buried after being hit by a car has seemingly come back from the dead after managing to claw himself out of a grave. So this cat got hit by a vehicle.
Oh, I heard this story.
Was buried alive.
I'm going to not make this picture so big because it's screwing me up.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine, but he's not fine.
Well, he's fine now.
Let's be serious. He's not fine at all.
Look, that cat's will to live. The cat came back. The bird. Oh, dear God. The cat's name is Bart. Why would you name a cat? Why would you name
anything
Bart?
Because you're an abusive
Bart?
Owner. That's
why
what the problem
is. Why would you
is.
Name anything living Bart?
I never want to see a cat in this condition.
Bart is awful.
Creepy Bald needs to know that I do not condone cats living like this.
Well, no. We're glad it's alive, Steven.
But it's got to live with a disfigurement.
No, it doesn't. It's a fine.
He looks
just,
like...
That's the after picture.
They need to change his name to Harvey Dent. Look at him.
Holy shit, Steven.
This is my cat, Harvey. This is my cat, Harvey.
Oh, Steven. That's awful. That is just awful.
It's not awful. That's hilarious. It's a good name for the cat.
From now on, the cat shall be returned to as Harvey because I don't like Bart.
Harvey dead?
Appeared lifeless after being found in the middle of a road by his grief-stricken owner and was laid to rest. Apparently not very damn well. But 5 days later, the 2-year-old cat was spotted in a neighbor's garden alive, despite the animal's serious injuries. He had dug himself out of the grave and slowly made his way back home, albeit weak, dehydrated, and in need of medical attention, says the Humane Society, which is now caring for Harvey as his owner is unable to pay for veterinary treatment. Aw, that's really sad.
And that's what I said. This story is sad.
Well, I mean, Harvey's fine.
He's not fine.
Look, Harvey was taken to their animal health center in Florida. Doctors discovered he had sustained a broken jaw and open facial wounds during the accident, but they're fixing it. The feisty feline has undergone surgery so one of his eyes could be removed. So, look, his eye is fine because it's done. Vets expect Harvey to make a strong recovery, allowing him to return home in the not-too-distant future. So they're fixing Harvey for the person so he gets to go back home. He's going to have a little depth perception issues because he only has one eye. But he's alive, and he gets to go home.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you get hit by a car and then buried for several days, you climb out only to find that you can only see out of one eye, you can't move your jaw, and your face is jacked up and bleeding everywhere. Someone picks you up, removes your eye, tries to work on your jaw, but leaves it basically hanging open in an agape look of like, ugh.
That's the before kitty pictures.
And so that happens to you. How would you express yourself if I said, how are you doing today, Ashley? Looks like that's rough. Would you say, fine? Or would you say, this sucks? Or would you just say, ha, because you can't move your jaw?
The cat will be able to. They said he's going to make a recovery. That means that Kitty's going to be able to eat that nasty Friskies food.
That means his heart's going to continue to beat. That doesn't mean anything. It just means his recovery is like, oh, yeah, he's going to recover. He'll be alive, and he'll be able to move his mouth a little.
So that cat wanted to live.
Oh, yeah. He's just got a tube sticking out of his stomach so he can eat.
I hate you. We're done here.
Cats have 9 lives. It had nothing to do with wants. It just done. He had one more.
Screw this story. We're done.
He died. He woke up and said, I got 8 left.
I hate you. And since you're an awful human being. You take this beautiful story of the cat's desire to live.
I'm taking this cat and understanding that it's not okay. They should have just let the cat go. Don't make those noises into the microphone. Our listeners don't like it.
Daddy said I could make the noises.
So let's talk. Let's talk about a thing.
Okay.
I got a theme for talks.
Oh, Jeebus.
Let's talk.
Okay.
I don't have a theme for talks. All I got is this. So... let's talk about the Super Bowl. I got a thing.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, never mind.
I know who won.
No, I'm not interested in who won. I'm interested in how the Super Bowl this year, despite everyone's desire to watch the Super Bowl for funny commercials, had some of the most depressing commercials of any Super Bowl in recent memory.
Really?
Nationwide decided to air a commercial with this kid. This kid's sitting there with his curly hair looking cute like, I'm never going to be able to fly. I'll probably never get married. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. And then he just goes, because I died.
What?
And it was showed a bunch of like the water, the tub full all the way to the top and a TV falling over. It's like most children die by accident. And I'm just like, who talks about dying children during the Super Bowl? Because everybody's sitting there with their beer, just like, and now they're all like guilt ridden. The one guy who, not the one guy, but the many people who've actually had a TV fall on their child are all leaving the house because they're just like, I can't do it.
Or like that have lost children. That is awful.
Who?
What a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah. Buzz Killington just coming to town.
Wow.
Just like,
can you imagine having lost a child in a tragic accident and then like watching the Super Bowl? Yeah,
you have like one
hopefully
way.
See the Patriots lose. And then not only did the Patriots win, but they have that shitty commercial.
Yeah, they had that commercial to remind you that you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thanks.
Wow.
Then they had this domestic violence commercial, and they had a commercial that was actually kind of heartfelt about throwing like a girl. Like, it was that one was touching.
You throw like a girl.
Well, that's the thing. So it was actually a good commercial. I'm not going to hate on it. And I don't want to have to go over all these with you because you didn't watch.
Well, but I'm sure there's other people that haven't seen it. So,
but it was like they were standing there talking to these boys and these adult women and stuff going like, what do you, when someone says run like a girl, how do girls run or whatever? And they were like flailing their arms all stupid. Like, how do girls fight? And they were doing stupid stuff. Then they pulled up like these little girls, like these 6 years old, 7 year old or whatever. And we're like, what do you do when somebody says run like a girl? And she took off. She's like, it means go as fast as you can.
Aww.
And I was like, that's the darn cutest thing I've ever seen.
Aww.
And then it made me think of The Sandlot and how I still think that Hams, you play ball like a girl, is an excellent insult, despite my agreeing with this commercial that that shouldn't be an insult. Because I'm like, yeah.
I want a little girl.
Cool. Well, we're going to get one of those for you. I promise.
That would be nice.
I can't promise anything. All I can do is say we should have one.
You should definitely have one. How long are you going to wait for you to...
Right now, I think it's going to take some time for Stephanie to forget what pregnant is like. Because pregnant is not fun.
Tell her just to go ahead. She said she just wanted to get it done and just get all the pain and agony over.
We waffle on that one quite a bit. One day it's like, I don't even want to think about it. The next day it's like, I'll just get them all out of the way. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can catch her on a good waffle day and be like, bam! And then, you know, get Instapreggers again.
And then it'll be a boy. And it'll be like, there's another one.
Damn it, Steven.
I'll do everything I can do.
Yeah. You're going to have a boy, you're going to have a girl, and you're going to have another little boy.
That might be the case.
That is the case.
I got another thing to talk about.
I foresee.
We're talking about Super Bowl, but I've got a thing.
Okay.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do?
No. You're going to ticky loudly.
I'm going to make this happen.
So Katy Perry was all on the Megasaurus.
That was a stupid halftime show.
I'm sorry, but the thing I saw her riding that robot cat was probably the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
That was a cool thing. But the halftime show in general was awful. I preferred Bruno Mars last year to Katy Perry this year.
I didn't watch it last year.
I don't
year
even
either.
Like Bruno Mars, but that dude put on a show.
I don't watch the Super Bowl unless somebody's in it that I give a crap about.
Well, I don't give a crap about anybody because it's football.
How are you? Would you like to speak into the microphone?
I want you guys to know that I was listening downstairs and I don't appreciate you saying that I was waffling. I don't appreciate you saying just wait until she's waffling in the good way.
I was saying we were waffling.
No, you said she. I was listening.
She said. Okay, there was a slight issue, but I think we're back on, and I think we're
Ashley
happy.
Ashley broke
things. Ashley pulled the microphone away, and everything stopped working. But now we're back.
It was Stephanie's fault, realistically.
I don't think that's the truth.
Well, because she was here, and she wouldn't peek her head in, so I had to move the microphone to her mouth.
Okay, so here's the thing. I wanted to talk about a mystery, Smash. Yes.
Okay.
A mystery. But the only way to really talk about that is with this. It was yesterday.
I have the chills.
I was sitting in a restaurant when I received a phone call.
I have all the chills.
The phone call was from a number I didn't recognize. And the caller ID actually said something weird. It said, don't answer.
Uh-oh.
And I don't really know what that's about. I mean, really? So I timed it.
That was really perfect. That was awesome.
So here's the thing. So I was sitting in a restaurant, Smash.
Yes.
And I look at my phone while it's ringing, and it says, don't answer.
That's creepy.
On the caller ID.
Like, as a contact?
Yes. And I'm like, what does that mean? What does it mean, don't answer? And then I realized, well, the only way it could tell me anything is if I had something in the contacts list that said, don't answer.
Right.
So I look at the contacts list, and sure enough, there's an entry entitled, do not answer, or don't answer. And I think about it, I don't remember doing that. I don't remember ever putting that in my phone. And all I could do is sit there and go, well, I kind of want to answer it because I want to know who it is. But then in my brain, I was like, but past Steven says not to. You know, old Steven from a while ago said, don't answer this number.
Huh.
And I have to make this decision. Do I trust myself? Or do I not trust myself?
Or do you let curiosity take over?
Or do I get curious enough to say, why'd my phone ring? Who is this? Why did it happen? But I can't. I couldn't. So I sat there and I let it ring, and then it bothered me and continuously. And I don't know who the number is. I don't know where it came from. But all I know is that I'm not supposed to answer it because I told myself not to.
At one point, you were not supposed to answer
that
number.
At one point, something said, don't do it. And I can do nothing but trust past Steven.
That is awful.
Is that like, does that not mess you? Like, you think about it happening to you where you just
What's
don't remember.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I still haven't seen that movie.
What?
I know.
Damn it, Steve.
I know. I can't. I don't know what's in the box either. I don't think anybody does, though. But I don't know. So don't spoil it for me.
You don't know what's in the box?
No, I don't have a clue what's in the box. I'm spoiler free on that movie.
How? Really?
Yeah, I'm completely spoiler free. I don't have a clue what happens.
You don't have any clue what that movie's about?
Nope. Don't have a freaking idea.
Why are we not watching this movie?
I don't know.
We have like a movie night on Saturday and watch Seven? Stephanie can't watch it because she'll cry.
Really?
It's gross. Some of it's really bad.
Oh, because it's about I heard that some of those things are really, really gross.
There's a rape one.
Yeah. Oh, look, Master Vash has had that. He wrote himself notes years ago. I've thought about writing myself a letter and hiding it away and then opening it on a date just to see. Like, wouldn't it be cool to write yourself a letter and say, hey, this is what you feel like today, and these are the things you want to accomplish, and save it for 5 years, and then go back and read it and be like, I'm a complete failure.
It's called a diary. I do that constantly. I look back at 5 years ago, and I'm like, I have done none of this stuff that I was so inspired to start on back then.
Then we should do it.
Like writing a book. Well,
you should write a book. You were, okay, I need to know, because you were telling me the other day before your dad just started talking, that something about something you found that made you want to start your book again. Because you told me, I found this thing that mom wrote, and then your dad started talking about something. I don't know. And it completely derailed everything you were saying.
Yeah, I love my daddy.
Well, I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about what you were actually after.
So, a while ago, when I first printed out that entire manuscript, and I bound it and stuck it in a notebook so mom could read it. Whatever. She said yes. She wanted to read it.
Right. She said she wanted to read it.
Yeah. So
right.
She... I'm not getting any of the chat. That's really depressing.
I'm sorry.
I should leave this page.
You're not in the chat.
That's well, when we broke, I needed to refresh it.
Oh.
So, anyway, mom... She wrote... It was supposed to be like... I guess just something to encourage me. And it's something to the effect of... famous author Ashley L. Whatever... has hit the best times list again... with her book, and then she put the made-up title there, and then she did, like, the fake reviews, like...
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, it was cool, so there were, like, all these little fake reviews, and it was, you know, my mom writes really well, so she wrote, like, these really moving reviews, and I sit there, and I found that. It was in the back of my closet. It had gotten ripped off the board she had pinned it to, and it was just there, and I saw it, and I'm, like, I about cried. I'm like, why haven't I done anything with my life?
Why is my life such a big crapshoot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it!
No, we probably should do the things we say we're going to do. At the very least, you look back and say, look what we did. And I mean, I've thought about it, but thinking about it isn't really getting any meaning.
No, I think about a lot of shit. Like, if I had a dollar for every piece of crap thought that I had, I would not need to work.
We get paid to think about things on the internet, to be honest with you.
That's true. I like that we owe taxes.
I know, it's so weird. I don't want to owe taxes.
Damn,
but I do.
The government.
I know. I'm going to get a letter from Patreon for tax. But hey, we owe taxes.
I know. That's kind of cool.
I'd like to thank Bradley Beck and Pipes for causing us to owe taxes.
Holy crap. You guys are awesome.
For talking.
I've never been so happy to owe the government money.
What? We talk on the internet and get paid. That's insane.
Yeah, that's very cool, you
guys. That's insane.
We need to up our game.
I mean, if you paid me $5, I would be as excited. I'd be like, I get paid on the internet to talk.
It's just nice to say people pay to listen to you.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's awesome.
We jumped. You jumped.
Well, when we broke, I think he thinks that we jumped, but it actually is because the stream got lost for a minute.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyway, those are a couple things. I just want you guys to know that if you ever do leave yourself a note, try to remember why.
Yeah, at least put a note in your note.
It would be helpful to know why you were warning
You're
yourself.
You're not going to remember who you were talking about, I guarantee. Oh, like 5 years from now, you may be in the most awful disagreement with somebody. You're not going to remember
who
it is.
You're not going to have a clue. You're never going to remember anything. Anything that you tell. You think, because today I do something and I'm like, oh, I'll remember that. No worries.
Nope.
Next week, gone.
Not a clue.
Don't remember.
Nope.
And I'm like, I told myself I would remember this. Your brain, your memory is the most unreliable piece of crap that you'll ever have, because you're never going to remember it the same way that it happened.
It's awful.
You'll think you do, but you don't. And you're going to get an argument with everybody over how it happened.
You think you know, but you have no idea.
Yeah, the true life. I'm a podcaster.
What the crap?
We should
we should spoof that. Joel, we need you.
Yeah, we should spoof true life. I'm a podcaster.
That's
and make it
so
seem like
funny.
This really dramatic world we live in.
We could totally. Joel.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. I sleep under my bed with a microphone because I just don't know when I'm going to have to start talking.
We don't
the
know
stress.
When that idea will
I don't know
strike.
When to quit.
Oh, that is awesome.
You know what I think is funny about me and you, Smash? And this is a little because we're both little narcissistic.
Just a little bit.
We don't mean to be, but we are, because you have to be to
you
be
have
in this.
To be to think it's okay to get on the internet and talk to people.
Yeah, to think that you're interesting enough that somebody wants to listen to you. We sit anywhere you put the two of us in front of any crowd, regardless of whether they're paying attention or not. We're doing a show. We're doing
that
a show.
It's so true.
It's absolutely. We are doing a show for them, whether they know it or not.
Your baby shower was a show.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I was unwrapping things, screwing with you during the thing.
That was awesome.
I don't even know any of those people.
Stephanie and Steven had to sit up in front of everybody to open gifts because I don't know who started that. They're the devil because it's me.
It's scary.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
But I sat up there kind of. I mean, Mom just set the chair up there beside them. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be the Queen, King, and the Joker, I guess. So she wanted me to take the items from them, write it down, write them who got them, which I need to get to you guys. And then there was a trash can kind of between Steven and I, but back behind it. So Steven just started chucking crap behind him into the trash can. And then he would look at me and just with his stupid bratty look, he was going, please crush the trash so I can fit more shit in there. So it became this thing. And then he started sticking stuff on me. And then I had like 9,000 pounds of just awesome ducks on me.
It was actually a really fun time.
It was very entertaining.
I think anything that could be rough is made better with some comedy and some fun.
Yeah.
I can't do formal.
No.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't jive with how I work.
Right.
So I make it less formal.
By throwing tissue paper, being
slightly ridiculous.
It was awesome.
And usually people laugh.
It was a good time.
I think that if I can make somebody laugh, everything's going to be okay.
If we can get that, that's why it drove me nuts when I first met Jacob, because he, you know, those people that don't immediately react to things, like they sit there and they think about stuff before they make any kind of reaction, like laugh or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Jacob does. Drove me crazy because I would say something to him, and I was giving him gold, and it would just be hilarious. And he would pause for like 13 friggin' seconds, and then he just kind of nod. And I'm like, "What is the matter with you?
There is something
fundamentally screwed up inside your head that you are not rolling on the floor immediately after I am giving you these. Like, I'm just giving you all that I have, and you're like." Science!
you told me about that, and I was really nervous to meet that guy. And then when I met him, I got him to laugh like 3,000 times.
I hate you.
I made him laugh a lot. A lot.
I hate you.
And when I made him laugh, it was just this giggle fit.
It's at that, you know, that belly laugh that he does?
Yes.
That's how I judge my day. Like, if I can get Jacob to belly laugh, then I'm like, yes, today was a good day. But it's like a once-a-day thing, like. You can't get Jacob to belly laugh more than once a day.
Isn't it satisfying, though, when you get that person that you just, that laughs in a way that just makes you so happy?
Yes.
And it's rare. So if you can just laugh a whole bunch, then everything's fine.
Right.
You just have to, is that the cat? Did the cat just open the door, or did Wiley the Wily Ghost come in?
Oh, no, it was the cat. You can't. Oh, Steven, I have like the best idea for like a scary book or a scary movie or something.
Tell me, yo.
So Jacob and we did a fire last week, or I don't know, a week before or something. So we were sitting out there, and it was all dark, and we had the fire going, and, you know, all bundled up in our blankets, and, you know, we're right beside the woods. So I had sent a picture toward the woods. So, like, I took a picture of my foot, part of Jacob, and the fire, and sent it to Mom. And, you know, we're sitting there talking, and I get a text back. I looked down at my phone, and Mom wrote something to the effect of, oh, you have company, ? And I sit there and looked at the phone, and I'm like, what the hell does she mean? Do I have company? And so I look up into the wood. Like, I get chills thinking about it. I'm like, oh, my God, is somebody standing back there? Like, Mom, so I, like, freaked out, and I pulled up the picture. I'm like, Jacob. And, like, I'm looking at this picture. I'm like, do you see anybody else in this picture? And he's like, look. He's like, no, I don't think so. Why? And I told him. I was like, I showed him what I sent to Mom and her response, and I was like, no, why? And she's like, oh, I was just wondering. And I'm like, I hate you. So wouldn't that be like the freaking most killer way to start a movie is like, you know, just a couple out in the woods. They've got a bonfire going. They send like a text to one of their friends and, oh, who do you have with you? And then they look closely at the picture and there's like somebody in the frame that they didn't know was there. They're like, oh, dun, my dun, God. Dun. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be great.
Coleman, I know you don't do scary movies, but get on this.
Do that.
That would be wicked.
The two people have to be making out because it's a horror movie, and that's how it works.
Yeah,
and then they get stabbed.
Yeah, but I just think that would be like, because it gave me chills, and I'm like looking around the woods. I'm like, what is she seeing that I'm not seeing? You're so distracted right now. What is distracting you?
I'm not distracted.
You're distracted.
I've never been distracted. I'm paying attention.
No, you're not.
I'm paying attention. I mean, you're to listening, your scary story.
But you're not.
I am listening.
No.
I'm listening. I'm engaged in active listening.
There's the active bullcrap.
What do you mean?
Active. Like, that's a phenomenal idea. And you're like, meh, yeah, whatever.
No, it is. It's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Okay, whatever. I'm here. It's such a great idea. I can't believe it. Holy crap. Get Spielberg on the phone. I got a new idea. Get me Quentin Tarantino, Spielberg, Robert Rodriguez, and Christopher Nolan on the phone. One of them gonna make my movie. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, that's better. Okay. That was awesome.
Okay. Well, then it's all well. Then we're all good now. It's gonna happen.
How come your face is white and my face is yellow?
It has something to do with the lighting.
But because I'm like right under the fan, and then you're. I don't know. Bless you.
Excuse me. I've been sneezing a lot here lately. Might be that Ebola.
Let's finish the show, yo.
Okay, here we go. What do we got? What do we got?
Oh, I never really pasted anything because it was really long, and I was just going to read some of it.
I got one about cowboy boots.
But this is the tobacco smoke enema.
Oh, where's that at?
It's at the bottom.
You made that one?
The WTF thing. Brad sent it to me.
Oh, tobacco smoke enema. We're going to check this out. You know they've been blowing smoke up people's butts for a long time?
It's called politics. Oh!
WTF. To the public. A new method of relieving such persons as are thought to be sus of...
It's the font. It's the font. That F is an S.
I hate.
That's super German.
They've been doing this for... No, this is based... This is how they wrote back in the 1700s, 1800s.
It's that S, that F is a... It came from a German font typeface, whatever.
Well, it's stupid. It's not even... It doesn't even look like an S.
I know, but it's an S.
I know, but it doesn't look like one.
I don't understand why there are some S's and then there's that FS.
Paris and physicians.
The new method of relieving fuck perfins.
That's what I thought it said.
As are thought to be fuffocated or drowned.
It's like, no, this, you sound like a... you sound like a... Sylvester the cat.
Fuffocated. A new method of relieving fuck perfins.
Don't say that.
As are thought to be fuffocated or drowned.
Oh, okay, so...
By the College of Fiffinge.
What am I reading? What am I actually reading?
I was just going to summarize it, but then I forgot that this isn't my story since we moved it around.
I don't know what part of this I'm supposed to read. This is IO9. It's a stupid article.
Well, no, it's big.
I'm hanging up on it.
No, because... Okay, so they thought that they could bring you back to life if you would drown by shoving tobacco smoke up your ass and giving you an enema.
So, okay, so let's just, there's a bold portion. I'm going to read the bold portion. So some guy pulled his wife out of the water or something. She was drowned. She had drowned. So here we go. She was instantly drawn out and laid on the shore when, while the standers-by were giving their advice, some to hang her up by the heels and others proposing various methods, a soldier going by and being told what was the matter being capitalized,
German,
desired the husband to comfort himself for that his wife should soon come to life.
Go wank up. Wait, you know what? You read a sentence and then I'm going to translate it.
That I don't want you to translate that because particular sentence.
For a husband to go comfort himself. So
I feel like a German guy walked up and be like, man, go help yourself. Your wife's going to be fine.
Dear sir, go waketh off thou wife. Will be fine.
Then giving him his pipe, bid him to put the end into her anus and blow the smoke with all his might. Putting the bowl of the pipe covered with a pricked paper into his mouth. The fifth puff made the woman's belly grumble very loud. She threw up some water and then recovering her senses, she sat up and in.
Like it's 70s.
A man blew smoke up his wife's butt to save her from drowning. Stephanie's disappointed in the content. I like
blow the smoke up with all your might.
Yeah, that's what it says.
The fifth puff made the woman's belly grumble and she farted very loudly.
Gave her gas and she threw up. That's a lot of air. Because there's like several feet of intestines to go up through.
And pipes really weren't that... I mean, your face would be pretty well up in her anus.
Yeah, you weren't walking around with like the 9-foot long pipe like a cartoon. You put the bowl of the pipe up there.
But how do you... I don't think I could fit a pipe bowl up my butt. Hi, Stephanie.
Uh-huh. Oh,
would billow your anus?
Stephanie said they would billow an anus. History of pharmacy. She learned this.
They would billow your anus. Wait, they new show title.
The billow your anus. Below your anus.
Is your legs.
Is your legs.
I have a friend that used to have a blog called Below the Butt because he really liked legs.
He called it Below the Butt?
Below the Butt.
Is it still up and around?
Yes, it's a Blogspot.
Below the Butt blogspot.com?
Yeah.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for typing this. Not found. He must have got rid of it. You can register Below the Butt if you want to start it back up again.
No way! The Penguin Legion is still up there.
You need to start writing a blog.
I think I am.
So many funny quips and thoughts and dreams, and you filled it with penguins, and it was amazing.
Wait, but no, I can't find my thepenguinlegion.blogspot.com
either. Probably because they purged it, because you never used
it. It's on my phone.
Well, your phone is wrong.
I found it on my phone.
Well, then it must live on your phone.
Well, how come I could find it on my phone, but I can't find it on the internet? I think this is all wrong.
Your phone and the internet are two different things.
Right.
I'm not going to read about Sheriff Wilford Brimley and his Western wear. This dude looks like Wilford Brimley.
The Penguin Legion. Hordes.
Look at this guy.
It's fakekills.blogspot.com.
Oh, that's what it is. Remember I bought you like a .com for something? Can't remember what it was.
I can't tell you the amount of people that have bought me a .com. There we go. Fakekills.blogspot.com. They changed it. It's a thing.
Oh, I actually had that in my browser history. That's funny. Look at how you have, like, the oldest of old blog templates here. I'm going to read a thing by you. Here's a story called The Dead Boy by Ashley.
Oh, that was just...
on November 4th, 2010. I'm going to read it. I don't even know what it says.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, I'm putting it on the screen for everybody. You can't read it. I'll read it. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who never smiled. The unsmiling girl loved a little boy. The girl had no cause to love the boy. He was mean and cruel and full of little boy spite. One day, the little girl buried the little boy alive and smiled. Why do you not write this stuff? Gosh, I hate you.
That's mean.
I am just about totally sick of morons. They seem to pop up everywhere, especially the places where morons should not be residing. This is the best. If I pay someone $500 to lick my D-word Jeep tire, and they accept the money, they had better lick my Jeep tire. this goes way back to the Saints winning the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All my friends who told me my team was going to lose. Who effing dat B-words?
The last time I gave a crap about a Super Bowl.
I don't even know where that came from. Oh, you've got Dragon Con in here.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
I think my favorite is the whores with parking issues. I let Jacob read that and he was very disturbed.
You have a post called Expletive Deleted that is a link to something. I don't even know what happened here.
That one broke. Dear God.
Yeah. Glocks and Cops. Oh, your Glocks and Cops stories on here.
Yeah.
That's the bad. I know you wrote that. Oh, look at this. You used the word F-tards. Oh, that was those horse with parking issues. I remember that. You hated those girls so much.
I hated them so much.
You hated those girls.
I hated them so much.
So, yeah, if you want to go read more of Ashley's quick-witted, intelligent writings, fakekills@blogspot.com is the place to do that. I think you should start blogging again because I'm a fan of your writing.
Yeah.
And to say, for someone to be a fan of, I'm not a fan of you. I'm a fan of your writing. That's actually more impressive. To be like, I am a fan of the things you create.
Like, that we should, everybody should do blogs.
All the people, I started writing in mine again, but it's mostly sappy family man stuff because I'm feeling very introspective. And when I get really introspective, I start thinking about deep thoughts. And most people want to stop listening to me because they're like, Steven, you're being heavy again.
Well, you can be heavy and you can express, you either have to do it angrily or funnily to express your deep thoughts.
No, I do it very blandly because that's where my brain is. It's in these weird places.
Everybody's been there.
I had a dream that I took a shower with a velociraptor and it ate me.
What the hell did you just say?
Well, so we were camping and there's a whole bunch of people there. And the tent started to fall over, and I fixed it. And then we were learning how to saddle velociraptors and ride them around. And then I got some, you know how dreams are. Then I just ended up in the shower, and then there was a velociraptor in me, and I was trying to get it to move out of the way, and then it bit my neck.
That is the best thing I have ever heard.
We were going to ride velociraptors. It was kind of interesting. When you saddle up a velociraptor, it's a lot like saddling a tauntaun.
What?
You know? It was really weird. It was really, and then I woke up and the cat was standing on me marching.
What?
And I think that's where that came from. So I woke up, I'm like, why is the cat, like, she was standing on me, like, just pressing down on me.
Oh, that is awesome.
Like, no wonder I was having weird dreams. The cat's stabbing me in the chest.
That is awesome.
It was, so, I don't know why there
was. Cat was standing on me marching.
I couldn't even figure out how there was a velociraptor in the shower. Like, all the while this is happening, I'm trying to figure out what.
That is probably the best sentence I have ever heard anybody utter, ever.
I took a shower with a velociraptor and it tried to eat me.
I took a shower with a velociraptor. So I may be staying the night here because Jacob just texted me and broke up with me because the Saints beat the Colts that year that they moved to the Super Bowl. And, like, there's 16 sad faces and it's over text.
Oh, no, that's amazing. That's is he a Colts fan?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Colts fan, not a Peyton Manning fan.
Because if
he was a Peyton Manning fan, he would have to like the
Denver,
Broncos.
Yeah. No, yeah. He has been a Colts fan since. Colts and, what's the baseball team that's all blue? Duke.
The Kansas City whatevers.
Yeah, Kansas City. So Kansas City, Duke, and Colts. So what it is...
It's blue.
He really likes that damn color
blue.
He
likes blue teams.
He likes... blue.
Right. That's so fair.
Has, yeah.
That's okay.
It's very specific blue.
Right. It's Duke blue.
Right.
Or Kansas City blue or Indiana
Colts. So before
blue.
I had even met dear Jacob.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I'm sitting there yelling and screaming for the Saints, and he's sitting there yelling and screaming for their death.
And
that's how connected.
And
we
you're
are.
Saying, well, I was in Louisiana. I was in New Orleans when they won a game one time, and a man Ooh. Stopped his car on the street and got out and started dancing.
That is awesome.
And everybody was going, "Who dat Saints? Whatever. Who dat go to meet them Saints or something like that? I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But why doesn't Alabama have a professional football team? You ever think about that? I do from time to time.
I think they should call them the Hoggers.
The Alabama Hoggers.
The Alabama Hoggers.
That would be the best.
Someone please buy a stadium and make the Hoggers.
I think if Alabama had a professional football team and two champion college football teams, the whole country would just come up and they'd be in an uproar. Like, what? The state of Alabama's got a pro football team now? Good, say goodbye to Super Bowl winners everywhere because Alabama's going to take it home all the time because that's what they do. And that's a true statement. They probably would. They're probably not allowed to have a pro football team. I bet everybody's just like, no, you can't join the NFL. I'm sorry. We want this to be fair.
You're right.
That's what I think.
Because the Hoggers.
Because the Alabama Hoggers
would wipe up.
They would crush. They would crush. They'd eat everybody because that's what hogs do. You know, hogs eat people.
Was it you and Dad and Jacob having that pig discussion?
It's hard to tell what me and Dad and Jacob were talking about.
Okay, so I, honest to God, and I can't decide if I want to use the H&H Twitter for this because it would get, you know, I would tweet more on it. Or if I just want to create the, but I just want an account for the shit that the men in my life say. So you and Jacob and Dad, like the, some of the stuff that you guys say, I just want to put it on the internet.
It needs to be.
So I was thinking about using the H&H account and just, you know, I mean, that would be a tweet a minute between y'all.
Do it. Why not use the H&H account?
Yeah. I think that would be fantastic. Just because so, like, I dreamed I took a shower with the Velociraptor and it tried to eat me. End tweet, send.
Yeah.
Like, just, I mean, I, no preamble, no preface, no nothing. Just the crap that you guys say and just put it on the internet.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
It's a thing. It's done.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
I don't remember the password.
Do it.
I just type, I just 40404
it's your password.
Oh, okay.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
40404.
404. What does that mean?
That's how you direct tweet to Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I forget how to do that. You need to use that actual app so you can reply to tweets.
Yeah, I know.
Give me your phone. I'll fix it for you.
I know. Well, I need to update my iTunes because it's yelling at me that PayPal is no longer a valid method of payment.
Well, why?
I don't know. They're telling me I can't use PayPal. I'm like, well, F you. I can use PayPal.
You should just get an Android so you can be free.
No.
Why not?
Because.
You don't want to let them win?
Right.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. We've been talking for a really long time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that in some way we have provided you with entertainment that you would not have had we not been here. I hope that your ride into work was made more joyful. Your day at work was full of awesome things in your ears. We were able to help you out with that. That we got you through something that you were struggling with. I hope that if today was the only time you laughed, that we at least got you to laugh.
And you should maybe seek help.
And that you should probably call someone.
Yeah.
Because you are loved. 1-800
don't cut.
You're loved by us. Know that implicitly.
We love you all.
We really do. We really do. I really can't
unless
say
you're
enough.
A minority, and then, you know, we obviously don't love you. We didn't fun of one minority today.
Then I consider that a win. I think that's a win.
I'm just offended by you right now.
You know what? One of us has to take up for minorities everywhere.
You know, eventually, like, the white people are going to be minorities, and I'm going to be like...
No, white people will never be minorities, because it's not really about whether there are more or less. It's about how many are in power.
Exactly. How many rich people in this building are of a color other than this sheet of paper right here? Raise your hand. No one? Good. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That was how they started out the Senate meeting the other day.
Now you're being vaguely racist. Was there a thing? Did something happen about vaccinations? Because I feel like I've seen that everywhere.
Measles.
Yeah. Did people march or something? Like, what happened? I'm catching up, and I feel like everybody's in an uproar, and I missed something.
A few parents took their unvaccinated kids to Disney World.
Okay.
And gave a lot of people measles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
And I mean, a lot of them had already been vaccinated, too. That's what makes me giggle.
Yeah.
So
that's the scary thing, is that people who were vaccinated for measles got measles.
Right.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not foolproof. But I mean, we had essentially wiped that out. That doesn't need to exist.
It doesn't need to, but it does.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you know there's a political comic I saw today from the 1940s about anti-vax people? It shows all these people that say anti-vaccination walking on this lump of ground that says misinformation into a pool that says smallpox. And it's from 1940. So this isn't the first time that we've had this conversation.
So my thing is, if you were going to let your kid grow up drinking Coca-Cola and Pepsi and eating Cheetos and eating McDonald's every damn day, and you have a problem with vaccinations, die in a fire.
Yeah, you should probably really rethink your entire existence.
Like, if you're worried about the vaccinations, some of the stuff they put in it, whatever. Like, it's not the most wonderful thing to inject in your body. And they do break up some of the vaccinations just so your kid doesn't have all that crap flooded in them at once. But if you're bitching about it while your kid's sitting in the corner drinking a pop, die in a fire.
A pop. When he's drinking
a soda.
When he's drinking a cold pop.
Ice soda. I drink cola.
If your kid's drinking a cold pop, then it's awesome.
Hey, we were leaving.
Thank you, guys. We love you for hanging out with us. You guys are the best. I hope you know that. What I do want you to know is that if you've got problems with anything we say, if you want to let us know what you think about some of the things we talked about tonight, I would love to hear your opinions. I mean, really, honestly. Send your questions, comments, feedback, and hate mail to hnhshow@gmail.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at hnhshow, hnhlive on Skype. Ooh, That one's messed up. I got to fix that.
Yeah.
Download our show, iTunes, Stitcher. If you don't like paying us money, if you don't like giving us a buck or two a month, leave us a review.
Please review us.
Leave us a review consistently.
Do it right now.
Under fake names.
Names. Like Willy Wonka Walrus Douche needs to leave a review.
Yeah, but be nice. Don't be a D.
Don't be Don't be a
WWD. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve H&H, and the show is at H&H Show. And if Ashley doesn't use H&H Show, there will be a new one for things that
I think I'm just
going to
do H&H. I think that would be funny.
That'd be fine. And always remember, you can donate to us on Patreon if you would like to make us pay more taxes this year. I would love to know that I ended the year with more than I ended this year with, which would be awesome. And you can do that. Pay us a dollar. If you feel like we give you at least a quarter's worth of information and entertainment a week, toss it out there. That helps, believe it or not.
That would be awesome.
If everybody contributed a dollar, we'd be doing pretty well.
Dollar so, makes me holla.
That would be huge. Plus, you know, we only need 80 more bucks, and we're wearing ties, and you're wearing clothes. I mean, you're actually wearing clothes now because you don't live here.
Right.
But, I mean, still.
It sucks.
I would have to look snazzier.
It's just awful.
Having to wear clothes is bad.
Clothes are awful.
So we're
gonna new glasses.
They do look nice. I wanted to tell you, your glasses look nice. We're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom from Daniel Boone, the great, great man who did a lot of things. Daniel Boone.
And Stephen's hole.
He spent some time in Congress, Alamo. He did some things. Well, anyway, this is what he said, and I think they're good words to live by. All you need for happiness is a good gun, a good horse, and a good wife. Truth, man. Unless you're part of the gay men's choir. Part of the gay men's choir, then you need to sing.
Then you either need a good horse. What is it? A good horse.
A good gun, a good horse, and a good man.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Either way. A good significant other. Okay, bye.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to us. We'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Bye.